Good morning. You're listening to KGNU Community Radio. This is People of Color in Boulder County, Poco and Boco. I'm your host, Nikhil Mankekar. Today's guests are from ALI, the American Indian Youth Leadership Institute. We have Aimee Salazar, Mason Estes, and Kaylee Salazar. Welcome.
Thanks, Nikhil.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, let's just get into it. Why don't we start with some background? Why don't you tell us what ALI is and how it all came to be formed?
Okay. Hi, this is Aimee Salazar. I'm from Taos, Pueblo, and Santa Ana Pueblos, New Mexico. Lived in Boulder for many years. But where ALI comes in is I'm the founder and have been a volunteer for 15 years for the American Indian Youth Leadership Institute. Our mission is to unite, instill pride, and to support communication between American Indian students and the community who share similar heritage, culture, history, and experiences. We've been a great group of adults and youth who partner together to provide our American Indian youth opportunities to learn about contemporary and historical issues that face American Indian communities so they can make positive contributions. And ultimately, our goals are to develop skills in leadership, cultural knowledge, and communication for American Indian youth so they can become stronger and visible leaders in their schools and community. We inspire the American Indian youth to realize their educational and professional potentials by providing tools to enhance their talents, as well as provide networks with community leaders and American Indian role models.
That's great. And so, How many youth have come through the program, would you estimate, since its founding?
Oh, my goodness. We've had over the years over 1,200 students have come through from many, more than 100 different tribes and nations that they represent.
Awesome. Well, Mason, you were one of those youth. How did you come to get involved with ALI and talk a little bit about what you've been doing with the group?
Right. Well, my name is Mason Estes. I'm 18 years old from Broomfield, Colorado. I actually just graduated from Broomfield High School, and I really started getting involved with ALI when I was a junior, going into my junior year of high school. I don't know. I really determined that the path that I wanted to take would be a little less along the conventional lines of a high school student, that I wanted to be more involved in my community. I'd always identified myself as a Native person, but never saw myself really getting involved with the programs that existed in my community. So I really had to look outward. And I mean, my involvement with ALI really began as simple as an email to my school district saying, I know you guys have programs. I've been to some of the youth leadership conferences that ALI put on, sponsored through the school district. And I don't know, I really just wanted to get involved, so I just sent an email asking, who do I need to talk to? Who should I talk to be involved in this? And they sent me to Aimee Salazar, who, I mean, Aimee being Aimee, she put me to work right away. She said, if you want to be involved, we have plenty for you to do. And I think that was one of the benefits of having Aimee as a mentor and having ALI as a home for me, was I never got bored. I never ran out of things to do. And The nice part is that the Native community really takes care of its own, and that they really do try to make sure that your work is noticed, and it's nice to measure how far you come. But for me personally, my involvement in specific leadership roles that would be defined throughout my couple years when I was in ALI ended up being, I was given a co-chairman spot for the group that I was elected my junior year. And I got to work with the awesome kids, Brianna Bailey, who's now at Gonzaga for college. She was my other co-chair. Mm-hmm. And when we started getting involved, we joined around the same time. We really started getting involved in we call it the leadership conference circuit, that we really wanted to reach out to the community. And the best way that we saw doing that was through youth leadership conferences. Collecting youth together from all over the state or wherever the area was, all of us getting together, setting up workshops to teach us the necessary skills that we thought would be necessary to build the next generation of leaders. And a lot of those ended up being huge development, like, opportunities for us. I developed public speaking skills that I never had before. I used to be so afraid to speak in classrooms, but when you had to go up there and represent not only myself, but my tribe, La Jolla Band Luiseño from Southern California, I had to represent them because that's the name that I went with. I had to represent Ailey, and I had to represent my mentors and my peers. But a lot of the conferences that were notable were we did the Empowering Native Youth in Metro Denver, where we reached out to the students around the Denver Boulder area, hosted at Denver University, where I'm actually going to be going next year for college. Mm-hmm. And it was a super cool experience because that kind of segued into our involvement with the United National Intertribal Youth Conference, or UNITY. UNITY is a national conference that they move around throughout the country every year and do youth leadership conference in the summer. They had it in Denver last year, and we had an amazing opportunity for our kids to be in the local planning committee. And that ended up being our chance to really meet different youth from around the state who would be involved in that local planning committee and kind of begin this, not begin because it really had been around, and it was around when I got introduced to Ailey, was this tradition of meeting new people and making a network of Native peoples who work for the same goal, the betterment of the Native community or just the community in general. So our opportunity for the United National Intertribal Youth Conference was being a part of the planning committee, being on the ground and helping to coordinate this massive event. Mm-hmm. We had, it, I guess you could almost make the claim that it was an international conference because there were students from Canada, that we had a delegation from Taiwan. Mm-hmm. All these awesome kids that we got to meet. I mean, their attendance was in the thousands. So all these kids had really unique stories that inspired myself and a lot of the Ailey students to really step up and become more involved, which at the time seemed really hard to do because we had been going nonstop for the past couple months. But and it really gave us that kind of motivation to keep pushing forward and get involved in Indigenous Peoples Day, which is another thing we've really been working on. I want to say it's the second Monday in October, Indigenous Peoples Day.
Second Monday in October, yeah.
Right.
And that was great. So as the listeners know, I'm on the Human Relations Commission, and also a guest, Kaylee, and I were on the Indigenous Peoples Day Resolution Committee and helped plan the day. It was nice because we had Ailey's involvement in it, and you actually designed the logo, the Indigenous Peoples Day logo for the city. Isn't that right?
I can't say that I designed it myself, for I'm not an artist by any means, but I gave my opinions on what I thought looked good.
And you know, the collective of youth.
Oh, definitely.
Helped design it, and I thought that was excellent. We've had nothing but compliments on the logo as well, and we've seen, I'm looking now at a pamphlet with multiple Ailey logos on it, and each one is just amazing. So,
we're very big on logos. We got to have a good image to run with.
You got to give the youth something.
Definitely. If we're going to wear it on the shirt, we can't, you know.
Not like it.
Yeah, we can't not like it if we're going to wear it around.
That's right. We get all the tattoos of them. Right. And Kaylee, you came through the Ailey program over a decade ago.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about the influence that coming through this youth leadership development program has had on your life and the impacts into what has led you to now, because you're such a leader in the Native community, and especially locally.
Oh, well, thanks, Nikhil. So I became involved in the inaugural year 2004, and we had been planning with the BVSD at the time, Boulder Valley School District, and that was where we first got our start in planning these leadership conferences, and it gave me such great skills going forward. Like Mason said, being able to speak in public and not be too scared, right. And you get over those nerves, and we've had some really great conference keynote speakers over the years, including John M. Hula, Timothy Terry, Billy Mills, Winona LaDuke, and you realize that our national Native community is so small. Indigenous community, it's not small, but there's only a few degrees of separation, and some of the names I just listed off are such big Native heroes for our communities, and it was so empowering to be able to meet them and connect on a personal level and not see them as this huge person that's doing all this great work that's far away. They would come to our conferences and help inspire us, and that's just led me into this whole path of continuing to give back to my community. And I still lend support back to AILI anytime I can. As a professional at the Native American Rights Fund, we've partnered with AILI through the past years, and NARP has also always been a sponsor to American Indian Youth Leadership Institute. And, you know, finding those connections in your network within Boulder, it really helps, and it led me through the Boulder Leadership Fellows program that the county offers, American Indian Alumni Association. Now I'm co-president, tri-exec there, and still partnering with AILI for events coming up surrounding Indigenous Peoples Day. We had last Friday a Welcome the Arapaho People Home dinner that the youth did an awesome job performing and serving the meal. And now
Mason was MC.
Yeah, Mason.
He did well.
It's because I can't sing or dance or do anything like that. I can talk pretty well, but
I'll work on the dancing. When you said, I don't have the public speaking skill. I just can't imagine you like that, so.
You can ask my mom. I talk all the time in the house. It's when you give me a mic, that's when the problems come. But not anymore, I guess.
Well, so tell me a little bit about what are the specific needs that Native youth have? Because there's a lot of leadership development opportunities, youth programs, after-school programs. And what I've seen from being lucky enough to work with AILI on some projects is that you seem to pull in Native youth and really address some of the unique needs and challenges they may have. And if you could address that a little bit.
For me personally, I would say that the needs of the Native peoples, especially youth, in this area, in the Boko area, is really a reinforcement of the pride that we have in our culture and in our heritage, that we as a community do understand that we're Native people, but need to be given those avenues to where we can flaunt that, where we can wear our culture on our sleeve, per se. And that little ironic is the tattoo we were talking about, but more just in the kind of vein of, in this day and age, there's a lot of movements toward pride in who you are as a person, that, you know, the way you look and the way you act and the way you talk really should define you as a person, but not limit you to your opportunities. That Native peoples really do have this stigma around them of being few and far between, that especially in my hometown, there's not a whole lot of Native students, but we really are proud of who we are as people. And I think that that's a big need in the Native community, for Native youth to come together and really kind of form this sense of unity in each other, in this pride of promoting who you are as a person, who I am as a person, and letting know the greater community that Native people are still here and still proud of their culture, and that we'll do whatever we have to do to make sure our community prospers, whether that means staying up with Aimee till 2 a.m. on the phone trying to get all of the paperwork done for a conference, or whether that means going on the streets and having conversations with people about what our community looks like and where we want to be going. But
exactly. And it seems like there's a movement, especially locally, I think with Indigenous Peoples Day being established, to get better education out in the schools, more authentic education and representation of Indigenous cultures. And so, given that we know that that's been lacking, how has AILI been able to help fill that void for Indigenous students, Aimee?
Well, we continue to keep our partnership with BVSD administration and with our Title VI programming. We also have had several meetings over the past few months with administrators to really talk about how can we make a change in some of the curriculum and some of the history about the people here in Boulder prior to Boulder being Boulder, and the American Indians, the Arapaho people, and many of the tribes that have come through this area. So there has been some dialogues and some hope that we can at least start to address some of those concerns, and sharing the Indigenous knowledge and our community with all of Boulder County and all of the schools in the county. I think it's important too that we always think of ourselves as unique people. We have unique needs. We have ways in which we like to be represented in the community. We are very open-minded, And it's important that the young people in the community have had that time to express their needs, what's important to them, how they function in the school systems, in their communities, so that way when we plan these kinds of activities or when we become involved in any kind of movements or in any kinds of activities that we do, we ensure that they have that voice and that they exercise that voice. And that means if it's getting at the mic for the first time ever, or even recognizing who are you and where I come from. They are never asked that. So you're not just blended. You are unique. You have that sense of identity. And if we're in a community that we don't see a lot of that here, or no one asks us or remembers, you know, that these are indigenous lands, we don't bring it out unless we're asked. And when we do, it's a very magical thing to identify yourself, to know who you are, to know where you come from. And that's what AILEE does, to help bring these young people through and up and proud of who they are and their identity.
Great. Well, you're listening to Poco and Boco on KGNU. I'm your host, Nikhil Mankekal. Today's guest from AILEE, the American Indian Youth Leadership Institute, we have Aimee Salazar, Mason Estes, and Kaylee Salazar. Thank you for joining us. You know, recently there was an incident on a college campus, I think up out at CSU, involving two Native youth visiting the campus. And we were just talking in the hallway before the show about this. Mason, if you'd like to talk a little bit about that and how that incident, and with all of the media attention that came with it, how that's playing out among some of the Native youth and AILEE, and what you all think about it.
Right. I would hate to speak for anybody else's opinion, but I know me personally and some of the youth that I've been talking to, we all agree that it's really easy in the modern day to kind of live in this world of mass media, and the way that we get exposed to this news about things happening, it's really easy for us to become detached from it. Say, oh, these aren't problems that happen in our community, but they're still problems and we should work for them. But when it happens in our own backyard, my sister attended CSU this last year, it really added this extra layer of almost just disbelief in the fact that it's 2018. Our progress in technology and medicine is, we're living in the future. Mm-hmm. But yet the social consciousness toward people being different, or the people being, you know, not as, or I should say, because I mean, I were laughing about it earlier, that people are unique, that no two people are ever going to be the same. But that doesn't mean that when there are people who don't look like you in a situation where a lot of people look the same
or act like you,
really, it's no way to justify mistreatment of a group of people just because they don't look like they fit in that place. I think it really loops back into the fact that, you know, there should be a more of a recognition of the Native cultures and the Native peoples in the area. But then again, there should be a recognition of all peoples who could be the only person in the room that looks the way they do.
Yeah. And just so people know, this was an incident involving two indigenous students taking a campus tour with a whole bunch of other kids, and I guess one of the women on the tour called the police on them. I forget what they said. Was it they looked?
They were too quiet.
Yeah, too quiet.
Right.
They weren't answering her questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sad incident. Our whole mission at AILEE is to get kids to the next level in leadership,
right.
And education is always one of those pieces, and it's just very disheartening to hear and about those boys, but it happens a lot, and I guess it's just that harsh reminder that there's a lot of work to be done. As much as and as far as we've come, even with their own organizations, and everybody always contributes how they can in their Native communities, it's a very harsh reminder that there's still a lot to do, and a lot of people do not understand our culture still, and we need to keep that pushing forward and doing things like these shows and having other cities have an Indigenous Peoples Day and really giving the recognition back to the people who are originally on this land and remembering that, and you're not, this wasn't just here and built for you, this was somebody else's home first.
Well, and I would say, I know we're running short on time, but I just want to throw in a quick note that I was talking to a great figure in the community, Walt Poyer, who I talked to him at Denver University's powwow in this past couple months, and him and I had this great conversation about how really the Indigenous pride movement that really has been starting since Standing Rock, that this consciousness toward Native peoples and just being motivated to keep, you know, this conversation going, the epicenter of that movement we find to be in Colorado, that there's so many groups and so many motivated people who live here that when incidents like this happen, yes, it's disheartening, but it's also motivating for us, that it is really our next step and our next piece of conversation to keep, you know, our issues and our concerns at the forefront of the community's conscience. But I would really take that incident as that is our next step to make sure Native students have that, but disheartened, but definitely motivated.
Absolutely. And speaking of next steps and continuing the movement, Kaylee, why don't you tell us a little bit about this new project, the Indigenize Your Eyes Project?
Yes. So Ailey is partnering with Patty Bonet, a local producer, and myself and another lady, Madeline, we're in an application process right now, actually, and the deadline to apply for this photography workshop that will be that Josue Rivas will be mentoring the students on how to use cameras, donated cameras. There's going to be a workshop on July 5th, 6th, and 7th, where you can learn the tool. A camera will be provided, lunch and transportation. We're trying to make this an accessible program. We have spots for 10 local Indigenous students, Boulder, Denver area, and they will learn how to use the tool to photograph. And we're going to be having a great large exhibit the week leading up to Indigenous Peoples Day around the city of Boulder. So these images will be portraits of local community and incorporating Arapaho leadership and some of their community. And it will be portraits around downtown Boulder, wheat paste poster size portraits. And it's just going to be bringing awareness to all the events that will be happening on October 8th, which is Indigenous Peoples Day this year. So once again, we are in the application process for students who want to become involved in this. And the deadline to apply is June 16th at indigenizeyoureyes.org. So if there's any youth out there, if anybody listening knows any students that would like to be a part of this project, please apply or indigenizeyoureyes.org. It's going to be a great, huge project that will really give awareness back to our community and is meant to open the discussion up of who, of invisible communities within Boulder. So,
smile big.
That's great. Well, always lots of movements and different initiatives to increase the visibility of our local Indigenous community. I'm talking with three leaders on that. Thank you for all you've been doing, and thank you for joining us today. We've had Aimee Salazar, Mason Estes, and Kaylee Salazar from ALEI, the American Indian Youth Leadership Institute, and you've been listening to Poco and Boco, People of Color in Boulder County. I'm your host, Nikhil Mankekar. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Nikhil.